With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump now enjoys the endorsement of a former competitor in his bid to recapture the White House in 2024. Robert Kennedy Jr. has ended his own campaign and thrown his support behind the former president. The two appeared yesterday at an event in Arizona to celebrate that decision. Jackie Quinn reports independent presidential candidate Kennedy made that decision.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nephew of JFK, says the Democratic Party worked to keep him out of the race. And now he's afraid of being a spoiler. So he's suspending his campaign in key battleground states.
My name will remain on the ballot in most states.
And gave reasons why he's endorsing Donald Trump.
Free speech, war in Ukraine, and the war on our children.
Kennedy says Trump has promised him a position in fighting childhood and adult diseases.
We will make Americans healthy again.
Linking disease to processed foods and chemicals in the environment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump says he was not impressed by the promises Kamala Harris made in her acceptance speech this week at the Democratic National Convention. He told Fox News.
Well, the biggest reaction is, why didn't she do the things that she's complaining about? All of these things that she talked about, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do everything, but she didn't do any of it. She could have done it 3.5 years ago.
And the former president spoke with Fox News. Chairman Jerome Powell says the Fed is prepared to start cutting its key interest rate from its current 23-year high.
Inflation is now much closer to our objective, with prices having risen 2.5% over the past 12 months. After a pause earlier this year, progress toward our 2% objective has resumed. My confidence has grown that inflation is on a sustainable path back to 2%.
And this is SRN News. The United Kingdom is now considering its very own blasphemy laws. Michael Harrington explains.
Do not adjust your radio. You heard that right. The new Labour government says it will introduce a law that will make it a crime to say anything that can be considered Islamophobic. This action follows protests against illegal immigration in the UK. Most of the illegals are Muslims. A swelling chorus of voices, right, left, and center, is being raised against the introduction of a law that would function not much differently than blasphemy laws in Muslim nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa abortion providers are opting to dismiss their lawsuit against the state since the Iowa Supreme Court allowed a new pro-life law to be enforced. The suit's dismissal comes weeks after the law took effect, prohibiting most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The state high court's ruling in June reiterated that there is no constitutional right to an abortion in Iowa. This is SRN News. 16 Republican-led states are suing to end a federal program that could potentially give nearly a 500,000 immigrants without legal status who are married to U.S. citizens their own path to citizenship.
16 Republican-led states filed suit to halt the program launched by President Joe Biden in June, saying in court filings that the Biden administration bypassed Congress to create a pathway to citizenship for blatant political purposes. Under the policy, which started taking applications, many spouses without legal status can apply for something called parole in place, offering permission to stay in the U.S., apply for a green card, and eventually get on a path to citizenship. But the program has been particularly contentious in an election year where immigration is one of the biggest issues. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
And, of course, the issue has come to the fore since Kamala Harris, as vice president, has been in charge of enforcing U.S. border policy. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.